Good evening and welcome to this legislative hearing for the Curry Beach Town budget. Commissioner Dirks is online. He has had some surgery and needs to have bed rest, so he's listening in. And since we take no votes tonight or make any other business, he's just listening in. So Mark, welcome. The purpose of this meeting tonight is to receive public comments on the proposed budget for the fiscal year 26-27. For the proposed budget includes the following highlights: no changes in services provided or level services provided. Overall, the proposed 2027 budget is 2.9% greater than the 2026 final budget. The property tax rate of 19.5 cents per $100 of valuation is an increase of 2.3 cents or 13.4%. Fee increases 35.3% for garbage collection, 4.7% for recycling collection, 10% increase in the water and sewer minimum charge, and 20% increase in the usage-based rate tiers, a 2.8% cost of living adjustment, and a 1.5% merit increase for full-time employees. Capital expenditures totaling $1,395,440. Notice of this hearing was published in the Pleasure Island News on May 28, 2026, and June 4, 2026, on the town website on May 21st, and sent to the Sunshine List on May 21st, 2026. We will take public comments tonight only. Persons making public comments shall do so from the podium, provide their name and address, and be limited to 3 minutes. Written and emailed comments will not be read at the meeting and will be included in the minutes of the meeting. Speakers shall not engage in behavior that disrupts a meeting, including without limitations, obstructing other attendees' views, making noise, or otherwise hindering the process of the meeting. A comment seeking a response may be responded to by council and addressed during the department head reports or delegated to staff, which would be at our next meeting. We have two people signed up. If anybody else is here that would like to speak after these two, you can get up and speak. Mr. Kazur, first up, sir. Name and address. Yes, sir. Please. We'll get it recorded. So, thank you for being here.
Thank you. My name is Albert Kazura, 213 Seawatch Way, Curry Beach. So I am new to the process and new to this meeting here. So I kind of acknowledge here that I'm at the end of the cycle. So many of my comments, questions, probably would be more appropriate during the workshops, but I'll throw them out anyway. I appreciate the mayor, the council, and the management team. I don't know if you're president or not. Certainly respect the people that are elected and paid to do the job. I'm not here to second guess the work that went into this, but I do appreciate the work that has been done. Significant increase coming up. I think my questions or comments are probably geared more towards better understanding how we got to this point, looking forward, whether this is going to be a recurring issue here. And from that perspective, these are kind of my items here I would have looked for in this submission here, given that there is such a big increase. The budget package was just the operating income, and I was wondering if there's a corresponding balance sheet, both for what is the budget is for 2026, fiscal year 2026, and the forecast, so get a better understanding where you are with key elements, you know, cash, debt plan, liabilities and assets, and any other underlying conditions that we should be made aware of, and this will have a long-term impact, of course, to better understand that. And with that, the 2026 forecast versus budget, the 2027 budgeted outlook here, and with that, any good comments from the management team, whether there's any areas of concern, or maybe opportunities looking forward. The 26 budget had the general fund was just a little over $9 million, $9,072,000. similar operating income to have a net break-even performance here for the year. The question is, I couldn't find it from the package. What is the forecast for 2026? Are we looking to come out ahead or behind? And if so, what happens to that positive or negative performance? If it is positive, does that mean cash becomes available? Perhaps there are savings in headcounts other areas of expenditures that could have been used for going forward here, the savings for one time. You noted the capital, the budget does note the capital a little over $1.3 million. I saw that some of it is funded through, looks like, new debt. I was a little bit unclear if that's what I got out of it. And some was being paid out of the operating income. The question is, how were those decisions made for those projects? And getting back to the previous question, was there any cash balances that could have been applied to this year, or conversely, should we be accruing for future needs or capital in that? In the specifics, I don't know the right title for the project, the K Avenue Crosswalk Project. I know a lot of work's been doing that. I've been to a couple of the coffee with the mayors, and very helpful. I see there's some progress in there, but we're not quite there. And the question is, there wasn't specific mention in the budget. Where is that project in terms of the actual project plan, but also the financial considerations in this budget for that project? So I think that's really critical for the town. I mentioned this once in one of the coffees, got an answer, and still kind of hanging out there. I see we only budgeted and we're only receiving about $25,000 from the ABC revenue. To me, that seems really extremely small as a percentage. And I understand we don't have the commercial establishments at the level other communities receive funds get, but we do have an influx of people that come in that utilize the ABC stores. So I would think the percentage should reflect that, and I wonder if we've actually practically tried to get a larger share of that revenue, because $25,000 is pretty negligible. Another question is on the occupancy tax, the revenues collected by the county. How is that factored into the budget? I'm always unclear about the flow of that. I think some of the funds go back to the municipalities. I don't see that. Maybe I missed it on the inflow or outflows here relative to Curie Beach, and what's our share of that? And are we getting a fair share of that, applying it prudently for our budget? And then the last question, so all those relative to the general operating fund, but on the other areas, there's also increases on the sewer and water. Similar questions, is there a corresponding balance sheet, long-term outlook there on the debt and cash and liabilities and so on, that we should see there in order to justify an increase in those areas? So, long-winded, but that's quite a few questions.
Well, and thank you for your comments, and like I said, this is just public comment tonight. Arlen, our finance director back here, would be more than glad to sit down with you and ask you a lot of your questions. I think can easily be answered. So I think you get some time with Arlen. And this is a financial guy, y'all. He was the finance guy at the Port Authority.
So I would just say, before you schedule a meeting with Arlen, if you would look at every month's agenda, the cash and investment summary for the town is on there, as well as the revenue expense summary for council, as well as all the debt listings. So a lot of your questions, the information is in every month's agenda underneath the finance department. And if you take a little time before you do it, I think that would help Arlen out, and then your questions will be much more refined.
Yeah.
In addition, in Arlen's summary of the budget process, he clearly stated what the room occupancy tax was used for in this year's budget and previous budgets, and we do maximize that. So not to say that you don't have great questions, they are great questions, but there's plenty of information that's sitting online waiting to mine to answer some of them.
I appreciate that. Again, I
no,
spend
fine.
All the time looking at this and coming
yep.
through, and I just got this a couple of days ago, looking at it this morning.
Well, I appreciate it.
Whatever, you don't have to do this one-on-one for me, hopefully
no.
I'm speaking for others, but to your point about, you know, the information that's on a monthly basis on the actual is certainly helpful and creates a standard, but it's probably more in the long term. on the debt, looking forward, on the capital needs, looking forward mm-hmm. to combine yeah. the cash and so on. So it's more of a longer term looking, not just for this, where we are this year and next year, is are we set up to be doing
and this? I think Arlen can give you some good insight on that. Thank you, sir.
One other place you may want to look is the packet for the retreat that we had in January. That's where we cover a lot of those things.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, sir. Mike, you're up next, buddy.
That's all for events.
I'm lenient on the 3 minutes tonight. I'll let you go over a lot. So I'll lean it with you too, Mike. So okay. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Al. We've got a time jump. It's exactly 3 minutes. So minutes over here. Good evening, Michael McMahon, 1729 Spot Lane. Thanks so much for providing the budget, and I want to compliment the great job that was done on that. Very detailed, very clear. Just have a few questions as was going through it. First one had to do on the revenue side. Property tax revenue is, and this is an issue as we know, is up 13.4%. The source of revenue indicates a 15.1% increase. I just would like to see if we can get the breakdown. How much of that is new revenue? How much of it is revenue that goes in arrears versus new buildings and so forth? By the way, I gave Beth a copy of this with the asks, as well as electronically as well, so she has that. Also, on the revenue side, I noticed the TDA funding is down pretty significantly, 18.8%. I just want to see if that's going to be recurring. If that's expected to drop down and go back to its original level, because that, of course, it does have an impact on the money bill for the budget. Next question had to do with the big number that the S&S department is. Spending on the new restoration and so forth, and $275,000 on that one. So the question was, why was budgeted that way versus coming out of the beach protection fund, which my understanding was the intent of that is for those kind of improvements. So didn't know if that was considered, but that's a pretty big chunk of the budget there as well. On garbage collection, there's a statement in there that the estimated service cost is $446,000. However, there's no breakdown of that. So it'd be really good to get a breakdown to see what that's justified based on how much is labor, how much is fuel, and so forth. So I make that request as well. Finally, I didn't see anything about reserves. That may be some of the information that Arlen alluded to, is probably, which I can certainly would appreciate seeing that as well. But contingencies for such things as increases for next year. I know you do a cost of living increase, merit increases every year. So it'd be good to see if that was being allowed for, so we could avoid a tax increase in the next year or two. And as well as, very fortunate, as we all know, with not seeing a big hurricane come through recently. We also know it's going to happen, so what the reserves are for that contingency as well. And I'm sure it's there someplace, but just didn't see it specifically in the budget. Finally, would ask for specific answers to those questions. That does have the document with the specific asks. So, and 22 seconds over. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mike. That's the only two speakers we had signed up tonight. If anybody else would like to speak, you still can speak during this public or legislative hearing.
Can you take naive questions?
If you'll come to the podium and you have 3 minutes to ask whatever you like, make your public comments, sir. Name and address, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Have to do it official, sis.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Pasquarello. I live at 601 3rd Avenue south in our town, and this is my naive question. I noticed that the estimated collection rate is 99.5%. So I'm going to ask that that 0.5% is about $11 million. I think, if I calculated it correctly, on the revenue that comes from property.
That might be the value, that wouldn't be the revenue.
Right. Yeah.
0.5%.
Oh, is that what I did wrong?
Yes.
Yes.
So that would be the property value. That would be the property value.
My
of the half. That's all right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That's all right.
It's all good.
That was easy.
I wish it was like that. That'd be make it a lot easier.
Anybody else like to speak tonight? That being said, I will close this public hearing and legislative hearing, excuse me, and we will vote on our budget next Monday night at our scheduled council meeting. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to close. Adjourn. Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.